announcements, and updates as part of our Sunday worship gatherings. What an exciting topic. You may doubt me on that, but trust me, I think you'll end up agreeing with me that these can be very significant, and the way that we bring them across to a congregation on a Sunday is important. Welcome. Malcolm here, Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 378 and part 5 of our series about hosting and guidance for those hosting Sunday worship. Last time we talked about public prayer. Today, announcements and updates. So what are we talking about? Well, things like giving an update on a local charity you're helping support, like Hope Worldwide, or informing us about an event hosted by another congregation, or an internal matter like an upcoming meeting for the men in the church or the parents or what the preteens are doing. So why do we need a whole episode like this on something as simple and straightforward as announcements and updates? Now, let me offer two reasons why I think this is significant for those of us who will be standing up and sharing, speaking about such things. Firstly, importance. If an announcement is important enough to bring to the congregation, it is worth doing well. Presumably, it's something significant and of spiritual value, or we wouldn't be doing it. And I assume that you, if you're doing it, would wish to either inspire people or call them to some kind of action, or perhaps even both. And the way in which announcements and updates are made makes a huge difference to the outcome as to whether people are inspired and encouraged and whether they are going to take action in the way that we might hope. And the second thing after importance is respect. Respect. Let's say you're making a 5-minute announcement, which is rather long. I'd recommend most are not that long, but let's say it is 5 minutes. If you're making that 5-minute announcement to 50 people, for example, you've just used up 4 hours and 10 minutes of the congregation's time. Well, no, it's 5 minutes. No, it's 50 people's 5 minutes. Collectively, 4 hours and 10 minutes of time. We need to respect people's time. When they come to a gathering, they're not there just to sit because they haven't got anything better to do. They're coming to be encouraged, to be inspired, to be guided, and all kinds of things. And part of that, the way that we do that as we stand up and to help people, is to respect their time. So those two things having been said, let's now look at some tips that can make for, I pray and hope, more effective announcements and updates. So these tips, first of all, God himself. We've got to start there, haven't we? God. Announcements and updates are about, fundamentally, God's work in his community, which is also your community. It's about his work. So when we're preparing about what we're going to share, the ultimate question is not precisely what to communicate or even how. The ultimate question that comes before any of that is, where is God in this? Ask yourself that question before you get into the detail of preparing your communication, your announcement, or your updates. So number one, God. Number two, two people. Numeral two, two people. Don't make an announcement that applies to two people in the room unless there's only two of them. But if you've got 30, 40, 50 or more people in the room, there's really no point in making an announcement for one or two or three people. You'd be better off either sending them a message or speaking to them in the fellowship rather than taking up the time of the other people in the room. If it's a small number of people, just speak to them and don't use up the time in the service that could be used for something else. Third tip, necessary, necessary. Don't make announcements simply for the sake of them, just because they're expected. We got an announcement slot, let's make an announcement. Don't do it for the sake of it, especially where a WhatsApp message would do the same job effectively. A service, think about this for a moment. A church service without announcements is still a valid assembly. We don't have to have announcements. It's one of the reasons in Watford we have a newsletter. We have a newsletter that comes out every week because there are some things on there that then we don't need to announce or update people with and take out their time that way. Next tip, reasonable number. Reasonable number. What is this about? Well, keep the number of announcements and updates in a service to a reasonable number. What is that number? Well, that's going to depend on your context. But I would suggest if there are more than three announcements or three updates, you're in trouble because everybody's attention tends to drift. Perhaps they paid attention to the first announcement, and perhaps they paid fair attention to the second announcement. By the time you get to the third, it's going to be hard work. And if you go into the fourth announcement and the fifth announcement, you start to lose people. So my recommendation is keep your announcements down to the minimum number you can get away with. If it's just one or two, that's great. And that will help people to engage with what you're hoping they will engage with. And next tip is beware of jargon. Jargon. Remember, guests visiting our services will not have context to your announcements and updates. Therefore, we've got to do our best to cut out jargon. Have a look, by the way, at teaching tip 376. I've got more in there about that there, 376. But when we're talking about things that guests won't understand, don't make any assumptions. So, for example, a phrase like, we give to Hope Worldwide. You know what that means, probably. I certainly do. But it would confuse a visitor. Hope? Hope what? What's Hope? Hope Worldwide? Why is Hope Worldwide? They don't have any context. It confuses people. However, you could say, we give to the charity Hope Worldwide. One word can make a massive difference to a guest. So think through what you're saying, especially when it's words, phrases, and ideas that are commonly used in the congregation that the congregation grasp, but a guest would not. Simple changes make a big difference. Or something like, rather than Hope houses homeless people, which it does, better to say, again, the charity Hope Worldwide has a program called Two Step that helps to house homeless people or helps them to find accommodation. Think about your jargon, cut it out, rephrase things. Often only needs one extra word. Next tip, are you informing or are you inspiring? Could be both, but most announcements and updates tend to be more one or the other. So be clear whether you're mainly informing us about something or attempting to inspire or persuade us to take action. Information looks like the preteen camp dates are, that's information. While inspiring or persuading looks like it's important to sign up for the preteen camp between now and next Sunday because the deadline is such and such. Now, giving information there, but you're inspiring action. There's a deadline. It's important to do it because. The word because is a key word for causing people to take action. That will be a great help. In general, you want to put dates and essential information on a slide or in a bulletin, a special handout. Reserve the spoken announcement for persuasion. That is a general rule. Again, be clear. Are you informing us about something or inspiring us to take action? Might be both, but bear in mind that information without some kind of persuasion towards action tends to become rather dry if it doesn't have a point and something for us to do with it. Next tip, scripture. Use scripture where appropriate. For example, if I was doing an announcement about church jobs that need doing, you know, so we need volunteers for certain things, I would introduce an announcement about that kind of thing by quoting 1 Peter 4:10 or Romans 12, 3-8, which talk about gifts and roles in the church. That would be helpful for that context. Obviously, don't force a scripture into an inappropriate context, but if you can find a relevant verse, by all means, share it, because what we are asking people to do, generally in announcements, is take some action which is beneficial for the community, either in the church or beyond. And finally, final tip, clarity. Clarity. When preparing your announcement or your update, ask yourself this critical question. Is what I want the church to understand or to do as a result of this announcement clear? Would any person, if I asked them, what have I asked you to do, could they tell you? That will help to sharpen your announcement or your update. A question or two for reflection and discussion if you're watching this and working through this as a group. What, in your opinion, is the point of announcements? Why do we even do them? How would you describe the point of doing them? And when have you seen them done in a meaningful way? And so, and what was happening that made them effective? Why were they effective when you've seen them done well? You could also discuss when they haven't been done well and what you notice about that too. In summary, bear in mind that these tips I'm giving you are guidelines. They are certainly not rules, and there will be occasions to deviate from what I've talked about here today. However, I do believe they represent healthy habits and some good techniques that'll keep the church family informed while hopefully not boring or confusing them. It's time finally for the challenge of the week. Ready for a challenge? Next time you have an opportunity to make an announcement or share an update, seek to make it about God's work. God's work in his community or through us into the right wider world. Seek to make it about God's work. Yes, we want people to make decisions or be informed or take action, but make it somehow about God's work, because fundamentally everything we do is God's work. Hope you find this helpful. Next time, we will consider best practices for sharing a testimony. Looking forward to that. Hope you are. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week. Please add your comments on this topic. Leave them where we can see them, because we learn best when we're learning in community. Consider joining AIM UK in Ireland for faith-building teaching. The link is in the show notes. Any questions? Drop me a line. Send me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. If you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines, then sign up for the newsletter at my website, malcolmcox.org. Pass the link on, subscribe, and please leave a review. And remember, at all times, keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care. And God bless.